Welcome to the Healthy Church Grow Show podcast with me, Madge Obaseki. I'm an ordained minister, a church consultant, author, and I'm honored to be the host of this podcast. This podcast addresses a wide range of issues which affect the healthy growth of the church at large. Every single Monday, you'll hear me with fellow ministers, church leaders, and experts in their field to help leaders in the body of Christ identify practical solutions. Join me every Monday for an episode of the Healthy Church Growth Show podcast. Hello and greetings to you, and welcome to this bonus episode of the Healthy Church Growth Show podcast. And I want to welcome you into 2021. What a year 2020 was. A real challenge for most. We were reactive in that all of a sudden the church did not have access to its buildings, and we had to find other ways to reach out to our local congregation. Local churches have been building centric in the past, but you know, the pandemic put paid to that. And I don't think that's a bad thing altogether, and I'll explain in a minute what I mean. Now, many churches discovered Zoom and other online platforms for the first time to engage with their online church or online audience. The unexpected benefit of that was that they discovered that there were more people online than they were in the local church, in the church generally. So there's been opportunities presented online via social media and live streaming to engage with people of no or little faith. And that's contributed somewhat to the "Go ye therefore" part of the Great Commission. So now we're in 2021. And I wonder, what lessons have we learnt from 2020 that will move us forward so that we can grow as a result, as a body? Now, I believe that we really need to get back to basics and look at the collective mission that we all have, Matthew 28:19-20. So whether you're a local church, you might be a national church or even international, the church needs to ask itself, are we meeting our collective mission? And in addition to that, has your local church been given a mission specifically in a local context? And do you know how much of it that you've achieved? I think the only way to achieve this is to review. By reviewing, I mean where you are and what you need to do to achieve the mission. Now, I suggest you get together with your key leaders. Now, those leaders could be volunteers or staff from your board of trustees or management committee. But one thing I'd urge you to do is to not forget that this needs to be a wide representation of your congregation. So whether they're older or younger, all their views need to be taken into account, even if they can't be included, so that we get the best of the best to move forward into 2021. Now, I call these types of reviews an autopsy because you just pick things apart. And that involves studying what worked, what didn't work, and what opportunities present themselves for the future. The autopsy always needs to be discussed with our collective mission in mind. I think there are two key areas that you need to concentrate on initially in this first autopsy. And the first section is your existing congregation. Are they being discipled to full maturity in Christ? And in turn, are they making disciples? Honestly, I found that these are missing elements in some local churches. So the second area I think I would look at is the spiritually curious. Now, these are the people who have caused a rise in searches, particularly on the search engine Google, for terms like faith, hope, and God. During the first pandemic, people were concerned, there was anxiety there, and they were looking for something. Now, these people may have even watched your YouTube channel, Facebook, or Instagram, and even attended your Zoom call. However, very few of them have actually engaged. So how could you evangelize and develop this category to faith? That would be my second thing to look at. Now, I think you need a plan. If you look at Luke 14, 28 to 30, it's very biblical. Getting together with your core leaders for a series of autopsy sessions will help you arrive at solutions and identify opportunities for 2021. Now, before I go, I want to tell you that I am excited because on the 25th of January, when we're formally back from our break, I will be interviewing Reverend Chris Lee of the 62nd Sermon. He will be telling me how he's reached out to the younger generation through his 62nd Sermons. And these are people of no or little faith. So please don't miss that. Now, if you enjoy this podcast or feel that it has benefit, please consider subscribing to wherever you listen to podcasts. And if you have an iTunes account, please add a review. Every single review enables other people to find out about this podcast and the practical subjects that we discuss. God bless you, and thank you so much for listening. Thank you for listening to the Healthy Church Growth Show podcast. If you enjoyed the show, let us know what you think by leaving feedback on any podcast platform you listen to podcasts on. Don't forget to share this link with fellow ministers and church leaders, and join us every Monday for another episode of the Healthy Church Growth Show podcast.